the funding is there now for the first phase, and we've been told today that we're going to see work happening on that this summer. So we're going to see a car park and different things happening. So the council have said that they're working on phase two, trying to get funding for that. So very important. Finally, see, that Quilche are sort of back in North Leitrim. You know that they're going to get into that area around Loch Macnean and help us develop that. And I think there's a huge potential there, and hopefully that's the future. You know,
that's probably the key word is potential. This project has been touted for a number of years, and that hopefully when it all comes to pass, that this area will benefit massively from it.
I think so. Like we're always giving out about forestry, and I'm giving out about forestry all the time. But I think we could be very lucky in North Leitrim that Quilche own the forestry. Like, I mean, if we could get Quilche operating, sort of outside its kind of objective for profit, if we could get them to support tourism, biodiversity, support the development of all of this potential in North Leitrim, like that would be. We could just be very lucky. I mean, we could end up being very lucky. We need Quilche to stop looking at this place as a for-profit, and we need them to start to, and I think they are going to do that, to give something back, finally, to North Leitrim.
And we'll allow for, this area in particular it's surrounded one side by, Sligo and Donegal. We know the tourism that happens in that area there. Areas then like Enniskillen, as you head towards there, has its own tourism attractions, but to have something in the north of Leitrim for people to go to would be huge.
Yeah, like if you look at the potential, even with the Rainbow, and Kilty Clocher and Sean McDermott, like we have so much to offer, and people are talking about walking from Glenfarren into Kilty right to the sea. There's so many people trying to bring forward plans, and we just haven't got there yet. Like at some point we're going to crack that, or those people are going to crack that, and then this place, like if you add in the Greenway into that, this place is there's huge potential to bring money into North Leitrim from tourism if we get a wee bit of help.